Saturday, April 20th, a few months ago, I saw an ad, I think, on Instagram for a race put on by a company called Intrepid. They do these things all over Costa Rica, it seems, and they had Saturday, today, obstacle course race, Sunday, trail run and swim. I signed up for the obstacle course. I did an obstacle course back in New York for my 40th birthday. It was a lot of fun. So I thought, oh, cool. I'm always looking for fun, challenging adventures. Let's sign up. Mentioned to a couple of people, tried to get someone to do it with me. Didn't happen. So it was a solo mission. My heat time was 9:20 a.m., which is fairly late for the actual heat. In this part of town, whereas some people started as early as 7 a.m. So it was at Las Catalinas, which is a development near us, 15 minutes away. A bunch of friends live there. Has two beaches, has a bunch of trails, which will be important in the story in a minute. And we went early this morning and on the beach near the starting line, you see, rings and a cargo net and just like some obstacles, as one would expect. Last night, or a couple, I think it was yesterday actually, the communication from this Intrepid entity was quite sparse and all in Spanish along the way, to the point where I didn't even know the time of the race until yesterday. And along with that, I got them to send me like the map of the race. And I was informed then there was going to be 10K, which is, over 6 miles, not anything to sneeze at. And that part of it would be like in the trails at Las Catalinas, where I've gone hiking before. Very nice trails, but very narrow trails. So that got me thinking, oh, this may be a little harder than I expected. Not exactly sure what I'm in for, but whatever, it'll be fun. And that was my attitude this morning. Obviously, I was a little nervous just because, I get excited for things and had a little nerve feeling. But the takeaway was like, there's no pressure. I'm just like obstacle courses are fun. Like, I'm just gonna go have fun. And not like trying to beat anyone's time or beat anyone else. And I didn't even know anyone in the race. It ended up that I think I might have been the only Native American speaker out of hundreds of people that were in this place or at this place today. Everything was in Spanish. Everyone was speaking Spanish. All the people on the trails, like to help you, were speaking Spanish. Anyway, the race started 9:20 on the beach. So I'm like starting to run in sand, which was fine actually. And within 2 minutes of starting the race, I hit five obstacles. Like you're like. They're very condensed, right? Like, start of the race, and 30 seconds in, I had to like grab a heavy bucket of sand and like take it around a pole and put it back. And then 5 steps later, you had to pick up a log and take it around the step and then bring it back. And then climb sideways on a wall, and then rings, and then cargo net. All five of those things, like literally in the first few minutes of the race. So, did that. And then you head on to the beach towards the Las Catalinas hiking trails. And those are on the side of a mountain, basically. They go up. I didn't see another obstacle for at least an hour. I didn't have a watch. I didn't know how many kilometers in I was or what time it of actually was. And a lot of it's uphill, as I said. So, I made a lot of business decisions. I'm like, all right, I'm going to walk here. This is too hard. I don't want to gas out. Going downhill, it's like slippery rocks. I got to be careful here. And at some point, I realize, like, wow, this is a lot more than I bargained for. It was super hot. I had not trained for this type of event. It was essentially, so I mentioned like it took me an hour to get to the next obstacle. So like that was at the top of some open hill, which I've never been to because I've never been on some of the trails they took us on, that was again another like four obstacles back to back to back to back. That took, a couple minutes. And then once you're done with that, you're back onto the trails. And at some point, I like asked a person that I was passing, like, "Hey, do you know," in Spanish, because no one spoke English, "like how much longer it is?" And the answer kind of floored me when what she said, and I was like, "That can't be right." And she was certainly closer than I was. At that point, I thought I had maybe 10 minutes left. I'm like, "Oh, it's got to be coming to an end soon. I've been out here an hour and change already." And it was more like another hour. It essentially was, without going into every single detail of the race, it was essentially a trail run race that happened to have two sets of condensed obstacle parts, one at the very beginning before you even started actual running, and then one somewhere in the middle, and maybe there was like one other random obstacle along the way for about 6 miles in, 90 something degree weather, lot of uphill, and not something I had trained for. I think if I knew that that's and the funny thing is, tomorrow they actually have a trail race, trail run. Like, I don't know how that's going to be any different than what I did today, other than they won't climb over a fucking cargo net. So, if I knew that that's what I was getting into, I probably would have A, incorporated some running into my workout the past month or so, and B, ever ran on a trail in my life. Like, I've never trail run because I think it's like very, very, very adept to getting hurt, rocks and bumps and whatnot. And like, I'm at the point in my life where keeping healthy is primary concern here. So I didn't know those things, and this ended up being incredibly hard. Where I told my family to expect me, back at the finish line. Like I said, take at least an hour, somewhere in between an hour and hour and a half was my estimate, based on learning it was 10 kilometers and doing some math and whatever, some throwing some obstacles in there. It took me close to 2.5 hours. I think like 2 hours. I didn't even look at the official thing. I just asked my wife when I got there. I'm like, right when I got in, she like looked at my face. She's first, she was like so worried about me because she thought I died on the trail, because where the fuck was I? I was an hour later than I expected. Second, she like could see in my eyes that like I was not doing great. And then right away, I'm like, "What time is it?" She's like, "It's 11:38, 48 or something." I'm like, "Oh, 2.5 hours out there." So I didn't have, when I did the half marathon a couple of years ago, I trained specifically for that. And during the race, I had headphones to listen to stuff. Today, none. I had a flip belt, and it had goo and a personal water bottle. Didn't have any of that. There were stations out there, I think three of them in total, with Powerade and water, but three in that type of heat didn't really do the trick. So I was just, completely unprepared for what I got into. And that made it a tough challenge at parts, at parts absolutely grueling, where I was like, "My God, this is like, I need to stop." I don't know about my head and my heart. I don't know what's going on here. And luckily, like I said, I wasn't competing against anything or anyone, so I was able to walk a little bit, or a lot of bit actually. And yeah, it's done. So came home, passed out on the couch, and tonight's sleep should be top fucking notch. How I feel tomorrow, that's a whole different story.